So when I was first exposed to this model developed by Brian Epstein, or Brian Epstein, I don't know how you pronounce his name, it was through a chiropractor named Richard Vizzone. And I immediately noticed that this model fits in perfectly with how I coach and how I train. So that's why I started to share it with my clients, with my coaching clients, and also in small trainings. So we're going to call this model How We Hide. And we're going to explore literally how to stop hiding. Because literally what I've noticed is people hide from money. Just like they hide from people. Just like they hide from themselves. And you might be surprised to notice how much you do hide as we explore this model today. So we're including this as part of the NLP of Money package. If you don't have that, you can get that at innercircleproducts.com. And we're also going to toss this up on its own as well because it's pretty valuable. Personally, I think everybody should have this. So let's just dive right in. So we're going to discuss four levels of hiding. And those basically are past, future, identity, and distraction. Now, what I want you to do, I just want you to listen to this. The first time you go through this recording, just listen to it. And notice how this fits into your life. Because literally, the more you notice about how you utilize these four different strategies, the less of a grip they're going to have on you. And it's not just your thinking. Literally, these are neurological. They show up, each one of these distorts the physical body in some very specific ways. And once we start to unravel them, literally your body changes. How you relate to the world, how you relate to the physical earth, literally how you relate to your breathing changes. So let's just dive in. So we've got four levels we're going to talk about today: past, future, identity, and distraction. So the first thing that we want to notice when it comes to money, when it comes to the daydreams in your mind generally, do they go to the past? In other words, around money, one of the things that I notice if I'm doing money kind of coaching or even working on myself, what I get to notice is, does my mind go to the past? And there tend to be two ways in which this happens. One, those were the good old days, back when you could make a ton of money in real estate, or back whenever, you could get on eBay and sell collectibles, or back when, what I want you to do is I want you to notice where your stories, where your fantasies go. And they can go to the past in one out of two ways. That's one of them. The good old days. Back when this was possible. Well, nothing's possible now. But anyway. So the second part, way that we go to the past and get stuck. Literally, think about this. You can get stuck in the good old days. And never do anything now. Or another way to get stuck is, this is what happened. This is what knocked me off my square. And this is why I can't do anything today. So we want to notice stuck stories. Stuck stories are literally how we run what we call a level one. A level one is stuck in the past. They can be good stories. Those were the good old days. Or they can be, that's what happened, and everything crashed and burned, and everything crashed and burned, and nothing's possible anymore because everything crashed and burned. And did I tell you everything crashed and burned? Yeah, well, I've got another story about how it crashed and burned. Anyway, right. So number two is projecting into the future. In other words, are your stories about the future? What if I don't have enough money for, retirement? What if I lose my job? What if the economy crashes? What if? And I don't want to happen to me what happened to my mom. Because I can see myself older and, oh my God. With the future, it's a little more complex because what we're taking is something from a past and projecting it into the future. So notice that we've become infinitely more complex at this point. This isn't just different than the past. Past is pretty simple. Yep, those were the good old days. And yep, well, this is what happened that knocked me off my square. Period. A level two involves projecting into the future. So we take something from a past. It could be my past. It could be your past. It could be the Great Depression of 1929. That depresses me. It could be the recession of the 1980s. But anyway, we project that into the future. Yep, we want to be prepared in case something happens. We want to avoid something happening. So the key words with a level two are projecting and avoiding. Well, we want to prevent something from happening. Prevention, and we want to avoid something from happening. That Okay, so that's a level two. It's much more complex because we're taking some past, my past, your past, the past, and projecting it into the future. So, yes, we repeat a little bit because the more you hear it, the more familiar you are. Think about this. You learn through familiarity. And one of the things that you learn about money through familiarity is if you keep running the same kinds of crap in your head, like what we're talking about here, if we keep running past bits or projection bits, that eats up all your time. That eats up all the cycles in your computer. On the other hand, we get to move to level three. Level three is your identity. In other words, what kind of person? What kind of person? You know, what kind of person am I? What kind of person will I become? You know, with people who are stuck with money that are running a level three distortion, you know, there's something about the past and there's something about the future, but what kind of person would get stuck in with all this stuff from the past, or what kind of person would have done that, and what kind of person will I become if, you know, if I do make money or if I don't make money, or if I succeed or if I, or I fail? What kind of person does that or can't do that? Or level three basically has to do with one out of two things: not good enough, or you're bad if you do. Okay? In other words, if you're not a good enough person to make or hold on to money, okay, that's going to affect how you relate to it and how you go about it. If you're a bad person, if you make a lot of money, our society's really good. Again, watch Disney. There's a lot of programming out there about bad people are rich, rich people are bad, something like that. And remember, if you start doing something like a 4-hour work week, or you start making, you know, lots of money, having lots of money, you know, you're, the feeling that a lot of people tell me about when we're working on bits like this, and one of the emails that I was reading around the program here had to do with leaving the tribe. It actually feels like they're leaving the tribe if they think about it. By the way, part of the solution there is realizing that you're actually leading the tribe, not leaving it, you're leading it. So that's level three. Level three has to do with what kind of identity, people, person bit. So if we want to make it one tiny bit more complicated, move up to the level of distraction. That's a level four. So level one was about the past. Level two is about projecting the past into the future. Level three was about what kind of person am I because of my past or because of the way I'm preparing for the future. What kind of person will I become in the future if I have money, if I don't, if I succeed, if I fail? Level four is all about distraction. Now, distraction is pretty interesting because people who run this pattern tend to be pretty darn busy. In other words, they can really be actively working towards, yep, I'm doing it. Yeah, I mean, they're working at it, working at something. Now, the key with a level four, again, you know, they get a little bit more complex, a little bit more tricky every time we go up a level. A level four is something in their stories about money will solve. In other words, when I have $100,000 in the bank, or I'm making $1 million a week or something like that, that's of course going to solve all my relationship problems. And you know what? I mean, I've really got to work for the financial future bit, and you know, all this other stuff. And you know, I mean, I'll be a better person when I make money. I'm a good person when I'm working towards making money. Distraction is all about keeping busy. So it's, you know, the outcome gets lost. You know, literally, in Forex trading, you know, you can make money in the course of an hour, and you can stop. And the smart people, once they meet their quota, they stop. And that doesn't mean the stupid people continue. But what that means is if there's a level four going on in there, that, you know, odds are, you know what, I'm going to keep going. Yeah, because I got to keep busy. Because what am I going to do if I'm not busy? In other words, distraction. At a level four, we're being distracted from something. So what do we do with all these bits? Flipping my notebook around here. So each one of these has an exit, and we want to talk about these. We're going to start with the level four, and we're going to work backwards because it's pretty darn interesting if we do it this way. Level four, the focus is on do. Just do. Just keep going. Do something. Do it now. You know, if we're not making money, we do, right? we get to stop and we get to notice something. What's really important? What am I avoiding with all this? What's really important? Oftentimes, what's really important, we're going to step down. We get to go back to what kind of person am I, what kind of person are you? Once we stop focusing on activity, 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 the level 4 bit, we start to sink back a little bit into a little bit of a level 3, and we get to notice, you know, well, what kind of person am I if I'm not busy? What kind of person am I if I, what kind of person are you? Oftentimes, if we go from a 4 to a 3, we get to explore how we relate to the world when we're not go, 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 go. When we go from a 4 to a 3, we get to explore us and the people around us. Instead of having activity, we get to bump into people. Now, once we start doing that, at level 3's got a problem as well. Remember, we're going from go, go, go. Again, activity is important. But when the activity becomes a distraction, in other words, I'm going to make money because if I stop, well, then I'm going to have to run into like my family or my friends, or I'm actually going to have to communicate or connect with people or be still and notice that I've got an anxiety thing going on. So we go from 4 to 3. And 3, again, 3 has to do with identity. And the whole thing with identity is we get to notice, you know what? With this whole identity thing, one of the models that we use around identity has to do with there's you, what you are, what you do, and what you have. You know, literally, your identity as you is you. It's pretty dynamic. It's not your history. What it is your mystery. In other words, you get to discover who you are now. I get to discover who I am now as I make this recording. Tiny little bit, I should be trading Forex this morning, but it's a 20-pip grid, which basically means I've got, you know, if I go in a trade, I'm risking really fast. And I'll be honest, I'm not up to it. Last night, I did a nice trade. This morning, I'm looking at it, and the market's moving, but it's moving too much for me this morning. And so I'm not going in. It's moving too fast, so I'm not going in. And what I want to do this morning is, well, I want to look at my identity and go, you know, what kind of trader am I if I don't trade? What kind of partner am I? What kind of mentor am I if I don't trade this morning? And I notice, yeah, I'm getting stuck a little bit around my identity. And I get to go, you know what? I got a recording to make this morning. I'll do that. And while I'm making the recording, I'll explore this little thing that I have around identity this morning. Because if I just slow down, and that's part of the key with level 3 here, just slow down. Discover the kind of person you can become, that you can be in this moment. Soften up. Instead of hunkering down, soften up. And that's what I'm doing with you right now. So I'm demonstrating part of what we can do around level 3. And again, I'm making some distinctions around, you know, who I am. I'm discovering who I am in the moment, what I can do in this moment, and what I have in this moment. What I have is a model. I can share it with you. That's what I'm doing. And I can bring me into it a little bit. And the connection becomes a little bit more deeper, a little bit more lovely. So we went from 4, distraction, busy, 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 busy. And again, you know, 4 basically has to do with money will solve a bunch of things, or the pursuit of money is what I'm really all about right now, you know, that kind of bit. You know, 4 has to do with, well, we're keeping distracted at 4. Just notice if your activities, if your focus on money is distracting you from what you really need to do. Like have some good conversations or some good cuddle time or whatever you got to do. You know, reveal you a little bit more. We come back, again, just notice how that automatically brings us to 3. To reveal you, you get to discover you in the moment. Plain and simple. You get to discover you. So we move from there down to a level 2. A level 2 has to do with projection. Taking a past, could be a real past, could be an imagined past, could be a historical past, could be your past, your parents' past, anything, and projecting it into the future. Now, what we want to do there is let's start projecting some good stuff into the future. In other words, we can go back to the other recordings in the NLP of Money series, and we explored the power of questions. You know, if we use questions, okay, in other words, what kind of world do I want to imagine? What kind of world do I want to create? What kind of world do I want to participate in? And it's not that I do something now so that's created in the future, but I start coming immediately to the present here. What gets projected into the future, again, the future is in a second, in a second, in a second, in a second. You know, literally. So what I get to do right now is I get to ask questions that set a direction. In other words, what kind of man do I want to be for my girlfriend whenever she shows up here in Tampa in a couple days? I get to be that kind of man right now with you. I get to be that kind of man with my friends who I'm staying with. I get to be that kind of man with my mother, with my father. I get to be that kind of man right now. And so when we talk about projection, we get to be now. Again, notice there's some commonality here, but it starts a little differently whenever we're in this area here. When we talk about projection, again, I'm not doing something to make something happen in the future. I'm doing something now, because now will be present in my future. Okay, the way I am right now, if I'm calm, if I'm loving, if I'm open to inspiration and ideas, that's going to increase the likelihood that I'm open to ideas, inspiration, love, acceptance in a few days. Now let's step back a tiny bit more. Let's go to a level one, but the past. By the way, we're going to weave around this again at least one more time in a slightly different way. But in the past, you know, we talked about, yep, two ways to get stuck in the past. We can have stories about how good it was or what happened that knocked me off my square. Been there, done that. So one of the things we can do when dealing with past bits, you know, we get to relive our successes as well. We get to relive other people's successes as well. There's a little bit called Rewrite Personal History. Close your eyes and rewrite personal history. I took a decent Forex trade yesterday. I made 4.15 pips, in other words, 4.15 points. That could be $4, $40, $400, depending upon the size of the contract I use. Anyway, I could have gotten at least 10 pips out of that run, but I got out, and that's okay. But at the same time, what I can do is I can close my eyes, okay, and I can review what would have kept me in that trade and imagine myself staying in that trade and exiting that trade more professionally. You see, in Forex, you enter a trade, you manage a trade, you exit a trade. I entered the trade, and I exited it too early. I just, to be honest, wasn't up to what it would have taken to stay in. However, I can rewrite personal history by sitting down and just remembering my entry, remembering watching how the charts moved, you know, pretending, imagining that I didn't exit when I did, and just running with the charts and noticing when my ideal exit actually was, and taking that in my head. You see, when we rewrite personal history, what we get to do is we get to build strengths. And so by rewriting personal history, I take an actual event from the past, and I improve my performance. And by doing that, again, I'm not just imagining, oh, I got 10 pips. Okay, that's the end result. It's the performance. It's the actual procedures. It's the actual activity that I imagine in detail. So I'm watching, what are the charts doing? What are the indicators doing? What's telling me to stay in? What's telling me to get out? What's my ideal exit? Right here, I'll take that. So it's not just imagining the end result. It's imagining the process to get there. So as I look back on my internet marketing business, you know, there are some things that I've done that are really good. And there's some things that I've done that, you know, I could have done better. But if I go back and I imagine, okay, so being able to look back, you know, the past is a resource. And I can look at the past and go, okay. Now, I could just say, yep, if I did things differently, I would have gotten 10 pips. On the other hand, I could say, how could I have managed that differently? It's really cool because right now I've got a few of my old DVDs I'm going to be sticking up on Amazon, stuff that I'm no longer interested in. But I'm going to be having CreateSpace through Amazon publish them for me. And what's really nice, you know, when I look back, I could have done that a year and a half ago. But I didn't. If I would have done it a year and a half ago, I'd have income from those. But right now, I don't. But what I get to do is I get to go back and go, okay, so what would I have done a year and a half ago differently with these products? And by asking that, I get to go, you know what? I wonder if they still exist. And so I call Carol up and I say, hey, do you got them? Yep, cool. Can I get them off you? Excellent. Thank you. And now I got them and now I can work with them. That's pretty darn cool. And again, that comes from imagining the past. Yeah, what I could have done differently. And that inspires me now to do something differently. So, just like making these recordings. You know, anyway. So what do we do? What do we do with all this stuff? The first thing is get the model down. Quick review. There's four levels of how we hide. And the first one is past, the second is future, the third is identity, the fourth is distraction. Now, each one of them is more complex than the previous. Past is pretty simple. We talk about the good old days, or we talk about what happened. The second level, projection, is we put it in the future, because we want to prepare for it, because it's going to happen again possibly, or we want to avoid it from happening. Okay? So we project it into the future. That takes a little bit more resources and it's a little bit more complex. The third thing we start doing, level three, is identity. You know, what kind of person, you know, am I good enough? I'm probably not good enough. What kind of person will I be when I become like that? Well, I mean, yeah, when I'm rich, well, I'll probably become like, how will they treat me as a person? Yeah, because I know how they feel about rich people, yeah, that kind of thing. Again, we get to notice, is that what we have going on? Again, that's even more complex because literally the identity thing brings in past and future and it adds you in. And then the fourth bit is, you know what, we just want to distract ourselves from something. Is it the past? Is it a projected future? Is it something about our identity? And so the fourth, we just keep busy, busy, busy. In other words, we notice that we're always asking questions like, how do I stay busy? And we get to get over those bits. So, the first level, or the first thing we want to do is just notice the four levels of the model. We just identified those again real quick. The second thing we want to do, again, is just notice where we are and use the methodology to start loosening up. Again, you know, one of the things that I've noticed over the years, just identifying which one of these levels you got going on, you know, will weaken its grip on you. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where making a distinction, you know, empowers you immediately. Second thing, again, if you got the past going on, rewrite your personal history. Okay? Another thing you can do is just stop telling the stories. Just stop. Whether they're the good old days or whether it's what happened, just stop telling the stories about the past. When it comes to projecting into the future, get into the now. You know, literally start asking the questions. You know, my favorite questions for projection involve, what is the kind of man I want to be? You know, next week, next month, next year. I get to be that man now. I really do. What kind of man do I want to be in a year? Well, I get to be that man right now. What kind of partner? What kind of stepfather? What kind of son? I get to be that man now. In other words, how can I be that man now in this moment? What kind of trainer? Well, yeah, I can choose that right now. And again, share this model with you again in a slightly different way, which is what I'm doing right now. So you get it. Level four, distraction. I get to notice, you know, am I hiding behind activity? Am I staying busy so that? Okay, why am I staying busy? Those kind of questions. And as soon as you notice that, what do I hope that money will solve? What do I hope staying busy will solve? If I stay busy, you know, will I look better to the people around me? If I stay busy, will I avoid noticing some feelings I've been avoiding? If I stay busy, yeah, there's some bits. We get to just notice that. So, that's the model. So to apply this to you, you know, gosh, even while talking through this recording, this is probably the most objective recording in the NLP of Money series and so on and so forth. And at the same time, I've also woven in some bits from the emails, and you've probably noticed some of your bits as well. And that's good. Just being able to notice and accept. I'm going to toss one tiny little bit of a more bit on this. So from David Hawkins' level of consciousness chart, this is a very important order. The first thing we have to do is trust. Okay, well, the first thing we actually do is admit where we are. So to admit where we are, we got to hang some hooks. I give you a model here so we could admit where we are in a productive way. Okay, in other words, I admit that I'm running a past thing or projecting into the future thing or an identity thing, or I admit that I'm doing something to stay distracted and busy. I just want to admit where I'm at. As soon as I admit where I'm at, the second thing I do is just trust. Trust that admitting it makes a difference. Trust that these tiny little bits in the recording applied make a difference. Trust that I live in a universe that, you know what, really does. The universe wants us to be wealthy as much as we want to be wealthy. The universe is choosing to give to us. It's waiting for us to choose to accept. You know, literally, we start with trust. The presuppositions about what the world is like and what I'm like. Let's start with trust, trusting that it's all okay. Not even that it's all going to be okay, but trusting that it's all okay. It's all coming together perfect. It all is perfect. Where I'm at now is perfect. This recording is perfect. The way you're accepting it is perfect. Just having trust. The third thing, so we admit where we are. We give you a model to do that, you know, so that you do it in a way that's productive. Second bit, trust. The third bit, having an intention. We have the intention after the first two bits, because my intention, it has to be built on noticing and admitting where I am, trusting in me, trusting in you, trusting in technology, trusting in love. I have an intention to share in a way that changes the world. Not in the future, but right now. Because right now changes the future, and right now changes the future. So I've got an intention to share in a way that invites you to have insights right now, because those insights will be carried into your future. I'm not doing anything for the future. I'm doing it for now, because I'm doing it right now. And I know the intention like that ripples into the future. And so I have the intention. The next step is to be willing to do what it takes. No more, no less. I could talk for hours and hours. I'd prefer to just keep these recordings at about 30 minutes. Keep them nice and streamlined. A little loopy, because again, that's how the mind works. You've heard about that earlier in the NLP of Money series. The mind is loopy. And if we just try to address the problems in a linear way, that doesn't work. We have to loop around and bounce around a little bit. This is why all the old traditions, that's why the medicine men teach the way they do. That's why the NLP folks, the old school ones, teach the way they do. We're loopy. And you can't approach loopy with linear. In other words, check, check, check. We've got to bounce around a little bit. We've got to revisit some bits, which you'll notice I do a lot of my recordings. So we've got to be willing to do what it takes, no more, no less. And acceptance. You know, it's often funny when I use the word acceptance. One of the places that I've tended to go is, yep, I got to accept the way things are. You know, my eyes are a few inches apart. My ears are just a little bit further apart than my eyes. From tip to tip, I'm less than 2 meters or 6 feet. There's no way I can possibly know how things are. I've got such limited amount of data, and so do you. And this brings us back to the whole trust bit. Because when I start to trust, you know, I get to trust, you know what? It's a little late. My girlfriend hasn't called. I could panic, hope she's okay. I could panic, hope she still likes me. I could panic. Or I can go, you know what? I can just have trust. I can trust that everything's okay. And then the phone rings. And I'm not going, are you all right? Do you still like me? You didn't get killed? This is the crazy things we do. And this is how we exit all that stuff. So we've built in two models, two tiny models into this recording. We've shared some bits from the emails, mostly tiny little semi-covert and fairly covert bits. I'm not quoting from any emails in this one, but I held two in mind in the early part of the recording, two in mind in the letter bits in the recording, and some other miscellaneous people showed up as well. I know that you're getting these as well, so you're in here. And I really want to thank you for playing. Finally, whatever you got, be thankful for. Yeah, if you've got a past bit, be thankful for it. The good old days, we can have more. Something knocks you off your square, been there, done that. I'm thankful for it because I've learned, and it gives me the capacity to connect with people I couldn't have before. The projection bit, one of the beautiful things is, life's going to have its ups and its downs and its challenges and its opportunities. And I get to be thankful for those. I get to be thankful that I get to discover what they are. Because think about this. If every day was, I love this one. Jim Rohn talked about this. He said, if you had a book and you opened it up, and the first page said, everything's fine. And the second page said, everything's fine. And the third page said, everything's just fine. Fourth page, everything's fine. Would you keep reading that book? Probably not. Our identity bit? God. I get to discover who I am with you this morning. That's beautiful. And you get to discover who you are as well with who you're with this morning. Just love them. Just love them. That enables you to love you. And the whole distraction bit? Anyway. Stop. So that's it for this morning. I do thank you for playing. Like I said, be thankful. By the way, be thankful that we can have the capacity to be distracted and come home again. And be distracted and come home again. And be distracted and come home to our body, to our loved ones, to our senses, to our presence again. Because really, that's a big thing. We talk about the present. Money is a present. Money is a gift. Money doesn't have value. It represents value. The present is the only place where we can get paid. And the only area, the only place where we can produce. If I'm not present with you right now, and literally I'm present with the people I'm holding in mind for this recording, maybe not physically, but I'm present with what you shared with me, and I'm present with what I share with you. I love, again, ambiguities. We've talked about those in the earlier recordings as well. The present is a present. The present is a gift. So let's be thankful. By the way, thankfulness really... Think about it. If we're thankful, we get to notice. Yep, I'm thankful I noticed that I'm running something dealing with, level 3. Cool, the identity bit. I'm thankful that I have this model to work it out with. I'm thankful that I can share it with you. I'm thankful for your orders. I'm thankful. Yeah, you know what? I remember the first time I had a repeat order. I thought, that was cool. I love when that happens. I send people emails. I try to email everyone that orders something. And, I always tell them thank you, and I mean it, because and if you order two, I'm really thankful because it's not just a fluke. Cool. Think about how that shows up in your life. Again, that's for someone. Thanks for playing. Have a wonderful day. My name is Mr. 2020. Keep tuning in for the NLP of Money Bits. Have a great day. See ya.